Welcome to The Versatile Writer. This episode was recorded at Colne Radio during my show Writer's Block local radio show. So thanks to Colne Radio for the use of their equipment. I hope you enjoy The Versatile Writer. Right, let's get straight to it then. I'm looking at editing fiction this week. Now, I've been away for a week, so if you did tune in last week, sorry, you wasn't here. But I used the time to focus on editing a novella that I'd written back in 2005. I believe actually it was probably more like 2004 and finished it towards the beginning of 2005, because I tend to wake up around autumn. So I suspect I started writing in the autumn of 2004 and then, you know, found out that I'd written a novella and it was 2005, and that's how it works for me. So what happened with this? This was number five edit, or edit number five, after so many years of going back to it, staying with it, then moving on because something else had come up. I'd not touched it, not really, in that story in all of that time. I thought about it often, obviously, as you do, and you get really involved in characters' journeys and their development and what's going on in the story, and then there's really exciting bits, and then there's the less exciting bits happening. So I'd thought about it often, but I'd just not gone back to it. Then, obviously, time gets in the way, doesn't it? I'd also begun my own business, and that was about 8 years ago, and then begun radio, and that was about 7 years ago. Oh, just a bit more than that now. Then an Open University degree course, which alone just takes up time, doesn't it? So all these things took up time, and I hadn't gone back to it, or indeed the other stories that I'd written or novels that I'd written in that time. So these were all stories that I will at some point go back to. I suspect those of you who listen to the show often will know that I'm doing a part-time degree, and it's a six-year-long degree, and I'm about to start the final year. So yay, and I really can't wait until it's over, quite frankly. I'll be happy when it's over, and it's all lots of work, but the amount of time it's taken and the amount of energy it's taken stopped me doing so many other things. So this is one of the things that I've had to stop doing. But I grabbed hold of this particular novella, which was around 35,500 words. Hadn't planned on writing a novella. I planned on writing a novel. But once the story had finished, that's for me how I work out whether it's a novel or novella. I don't plan on writing a novel. It might even be just a short story. But I'd written it, and then, you know, sort of 20,000 words, 30,000 words. And I got to, I think, probably around 40. And the other edits, or the other four edits, brought it down to 35,500. I think actually it was 34,528 words. That's how specific it was. So yeah, that's how this particular one came about. And I can't tell you what it was that gave me the idea, but I'm quite into cowboys. So that might give you a little idea. And I think, but why, I'm actually really into sunsets, not sunrises. So I think I probably had at the time, this is very like me, a picture of a Stetson and a picture of a sunset, and or a sunrise in this case. And I put the two together and a story was born from there. So that's pretty much how this one came about. It's a bittersweet romance, and it's, I think, really exciting and explosive in lots of ways. But as the show goes on this evening, I'll talk to you a little bit more about it and my editing process and my editing progress that I took last week. I love the story, actually. I think I have to be in the mood for the story, but I love the story. It is a bittersweet romance. It's not something that's going to please everybody, but it certainly pleased my mood at the time, and it certainly has this time too. I haven't touched it in years, really, years. I mean, 2004, I wrote it and finished it 2005. And we're obviously in 2019 now, so it's quite some time, isn't it? But I have thought about it a lot, and for me, in this particular story, because I do write in lots of different genres, so this particular story, I think probably the hero is the one that I like the most out of all of my characters in this, and I absolutely love all of them, but my hero is who I like the most. He seems to have the most motivation to get things done, to make other people get things done. Everyone else seems to support him or their character traits seem to support him in other ways, and that doesn't always happen, obviously, in stories. You often get, you have moments within stories, as in every story, where things are going great and then things are really not going great at all. Then things are going great again and then things are really not going great again. So that's kind of how this particular novella has taken flight, I suppose, taken life. I got really involved with it over this last week, and I think what I've done with it is because I've focused so intensively on it, I've managed to get myself really in that editing mode again. But now I've come back and it's all over. I'm sort of tweaking bits of it as well. So I'm sort of on edit number 6 now, but that's more of a tweak than anything else. I think it's really difficult to fling yourself into something so intensely and intensively that when you've put it down and you're not doing anything with it, you just want to play with it a little bit longer and stay with those characters just a little bit longer. I do feel like I've had a I do feel like I've just gone away with this guy and just had a week with this guy and then come back home and, you know, life's as it was before, but I'm still got some memories of this guy. So that's an interesting one, I think. Possibly makes me even more strange than people already think I am, which is fine by me. But this particular one, okay, I'm focusing intensively on this 34,000 word novella for a week. It meant that I could give this one of many stories I've written over the years the time it needed. It's not something I can do very often, so I was really pleased that I was able to do that. Right, the progress I made and the process I took, actually, was an interesting one, I feel. This is why I'm bringing it to the show tonight, to talk about the progress and the process. The thing with... I'm trying to put it into words and not feelings now, because obviously you can't see me, can you? I didn't read the entire story straight off as maybe I would have done had I maybe, you know, set aside a month to focus on this particular story. I didn't want to read it straight away. Because I felt like I'd be influenced by the actual plot and not focus on the flow. I wanted to read it as a reader, not as a writer. That's probably the way I looked at it. I also wanted to look at the characters and their characteristics as well, make sure everything was in keeping. So I took it chapter by chapter and line at a time, literally one line at a time, focusing on punctuation, the character traits and their actions and dialogue, making sure they're in keeping with their characters. And also I removed any repetition. So speaking their dialogue aloud as well helped with repetition and pace, but I focused on those specific things. Now, when anyone like me, of course, has spent years and years and years focusing on creative writing and then focusing on improving it as you go on. Now, I help others do this, so I still need to keep track of how to do it myself. And I was quite pleased that I finished it, because I had specific days to work on it. I didn't hang around with other people during much of the day. I went back to my room and I focused completely on the story, which probably made me a bit of a party pooper, but my reasons for going to this place to focus on it was purely to focus on it, not to play. It was to work. And I'm really pleased that the discipline in me came out and I managed to get that done. As I say, it started off 35,000 words. And let me just check my... I'm now on 28,322 words. So I got rid of 6,206 unnecessary words. Now, I'm also on an edit number 6, just a tweak. And I've got rid of, this is since Saturday, it's now Monday, and I've got rid of another 15, 20 words. So there's always improvements you can make to your writing, even, you know, 10 years, 15 years after you've written it and you think it's just about there, it's just about ready, there's still improvements you can make. And I'm pleased, actually, to say that I kept to it, and I could so easily have said, you know what, I'm going to give it a break today. But no, I kept with it, and I'm proud of myself for that. It's very rare that we give ourselves a pat on the back for a job well done, but I am proud of it because it was quite easy and quite tempting to just walk away from it. Also, I had several maybe chapters per day during the day and then several more at night. And I think around about 3.5 hours was my least amount of time I spent working on it in one time, and 5.5 hours was the most I spent working on it. And there was one night that I was at this residential place that the fire alarm went off, and I just that minute focused on a particular actor that I could use to help me base my character, my hero's look upon. And I'm not going to lie, he's pretty nice. He's very nice, in fact. So because I had him in mind, shortly after that, the fire alarms went off. So it gives you an idea how incredibly hot he really is. I'm going to stick with that. Now, I've given you loads of information so far about my process and my progress with it. I just wanted to recap, though, that it is a fast-paced, bittersweet romance. But the fast-paced is the bit I want to focus on, because I thought when I very first wrote it, I think I was just blurting it down, just letting it all come out and then worry about it later, which is generally what you do with the first draft. You just empty your head, and then the second draft, or the first draft, your first draft, empty your head, second draft, start chipping away at what is there, which is pretty important, actually, because if somebody else is going to be reading your first draft, that can be hell on earth sometimes. So it is fast-paced, but the thing is also about it being fast-paced is that the entire story happens, I think, in about a day and a half. So you've got a lot happening in a day and a half. There is, it's all possible, and it's the way that it's been written, but a tiny amount of it has been written in flashback, and there's a lot of dialogue talking about what happened before. It's only until the very end that we are right now, current day, and moving forwards in life. So the whole thing is maybe 2 days maximum. There's an awful lot that goes on in that amount of time, I can tell you. But fast-paced, which I think is suitable for this particular novella. I took it chapter by chapter and a line at a time, focusing on punctuation, as I said earlier, character traits and their actions and dialogue, making sure they were in keeping with each character. I also removed repetition, and that is something that when I was writing it originally, and I edited it a couple of times over the years, there's some things, because I've gone in so fresh, I didn't even notice they were repeated, but I was reading it aloud. I was certainly reading out the dialogue. Speaking out the dialogue, I always feel helps find where those clunky, repetitive bits are. Also, because this particular story is in dialect, it's in another country's accent, and that is important for the story, but you need to hear it out loud so that it flows. When each character is speaking to each other, it makes sense that their conversation would go that way, not that, you know, if you're reading it, you're thinking, well, they wouldn't say that. If you make it very, very clunky and everything's all in full sentences, that doesn't work at all in dialogue for characters. So, yeah, these things have to be listened to and read out aloud so that you are actually taking on board, I suppose, what's being said and pushing the story forwards. Looked at punctuation and repetition and plot and flow and structure and character development traits and dialogue, and oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, you wouldn't believe all that goes on within a little novella, but you can imagine, can't you? So the idea of editing, as you probably already know, is to remove unnecessary words and make the content tighter and punchier, and obviously using the fewest amount of words possible to get to that point. So you're using, sometimes if you've got a particular character that likes to say a lot of things, I have got one particular, is an old man who just blurts out like 5 questions in one breath, and he just almost doesn't even wait for an answer because he's just taken another breath and he blurts out another 5 questions. So you kind of have to pin him down and say, wait a minute, let them answer the questions first, and then go on from there. Sometimes there were rhetorical questions, so it wasn't that big a deal to have them answered, but it was quite funny when I was listening to him speaking and I was really getting involved in some of the characters, this particular one, and I was thinking, you just don't stop, do you? You just don't stop talking. Just wait a minute and let them answer, and then they can carry on. So, I think when a character does that to you and makes you tell them off, I think that's quite good. That character's got legs. Yeah, I like that. But that wasn't my hero, that was another character. But he was an important one to get things moving and give some interest to the reputation, shall we say, of other characters. Of course, I've just made a note here that about spelling is important. Now, my hero, I named him Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, with two T's. Now, Garrett with one T means a part of a roof, so I have actually messed that up a lot during the story, but because I was so involved in the story at the very first time when I wrote it, I never picked that up. It's maybe not something I picked up because I was focused on the capital G and maybe the two R's, and I never focused on the rest of that part. But as I've looked at it this time, I've noticed there's just a lot of Garrett with a single T, and I thought, whoa, that's got to be changed. So that kind of thing is really important, because even if you don't notice it, your readers will notice it, and you don't want to mess around with your readers. Another thing, of course, dialogue is important, because I've used it to pass along information of other characters by way of gossip. They live in a particularly gossipy area, gossipy town, and that's important from a reputation point of view, but also a passing information along point of view. But it has to be relevant gossip. You can't just, fill up pages with just naff gossip. You have to be on the ball with it. And on the fifth edit, I have noticed that there was a couple of things that needed to be removed because they were gossiping about the same thing. And I thought, well, we've covered that. We've established that's been gossiped about. We don't need to say that again and again. So again, another block of maybe a whole even paragraph was gone. So again, removing it, it's not necessary. Take what you need, move on. Don't give any extra at all. And don't insult the reader by, telling them everything. Let them think about it as well. I mean, they're all intelligent people. One thing that I did find quite interesting, I think I probably picked this up on maybe my third, maybe even my second edit, is that I've used the point of view of my hero. It's from his point of view. We get his feelings, we get his thoughts, we get his, I was going to say bodily functions, that's not where I wanted to go with that at all, but how people make him feel. Now, this is probably relatively unusual in a romance, because people often read romances and they want it from the girl's point of view. So I've purposely, I think, at the time when I wrote it, it seems to be purposely, I've gone with the guy's point of view, and I like that because that's unusual, and anyone that knows me well knows that I don't like staying within the confines and the restrictions of, what people are expecting. I like to be a little bit different, I suppose, a bit more unique, and make people think about it a bit more. Also, challenge myself, because I'm a girl, I'm a woman. You probably have picked up on that. I don't naturally think the way that maybe a man would think, but I've gone with it, and it seems to be working. It seems to have worked okay. That said, who knows? But I do feel like my hero's point of view adds a little bit of uniqueness, shall we say. I'm going to just go through with you very, very, well, try to be as succinct as I possibly can as the train goes by there. Now, it did start off with a prologue and an epilogue. So I'm pleased to say I got rid of both and absorbed all of that information, the relevant information, into the story. Now, I started off with 34,500 words. In chapter one, I managed to get rid of about 100 words. Now, chapter two, about 100, three, about 200, four, about 2, 5, maybe 500, I reckon, by my calculations here. Chapter six, around 700 words. Chapter seven, around 3. Chapter eight, around 7. These are big chunks of words, aren't they? That's a lot of repetition, perhaps, and unnecessary information. Chapter nine, removed about 400 words. Chapter 10, 300. Chapter 11, 500. Chapter 12, 500. Chapter 13, 400. Chapter 14, 400. Chapter 15, 100. And I had actually, originally, I'd given myself 2 chapter 10s. So, that gives you an idea when you're so involved in something, doesn't it? You've got 2 chapter 10s. So obviously I'm now on, it was ending on chapter 16. And that was a 100 words. Now, all of that came to 6,206 unnecessary words. and that was the fifth edit. Now it's obviously down to 28,300. Well, it's got 22, but since then I've got rid of a few more. I'm on a tweaky edit now. I think it's probably safe to say that in all of this, what it really shows you is that even while you think you've got rid of everything you possibly can, there's still room to get rid of more. I think that's probably the biggest lesson I've learned from this project, and I'm really pleased that I did it. I'm also really thankful that I was given the time to focus completely on it. I did it in a very classy way with a bag of Frazzles and a bottle of Malibu, you know, as you do. But yeah, that's my sort of go-to. Not very classy, is it? But it kept me going. There was no distractions. I did have social media on, but I didn't look at it at all. And when I did, it was at the end of the night. So I was focusing completely on the characters' dialogue, how they sounded, their traits, their development, the story, the flow, the pace, the structure. And yeah, I completed it. So I'm really, really pleased that that's what happened. So if that's a hope of some use to you when you go about on your editing travels, maybe your editing projects, and see where you get. I'm really pleased to announce I've done all that, actually. It made me really happy knowing that I was able to achieve all that, even if it was very intense. Thanks for listening to that. Don't forget, if you'd like to follow me on social media, please check out Facebook, Sarah Banham, Twitter, at SJBWrites, and Instagram, s.j.banham. And my website is loveofbooks.co.uk. See you next time on The Versatile Writer.